Shalom everyone, we are very blessed to have Maitreya, God is with him, live in the room here today with us for the next 2 hours to answer any questions you may have concerning the eternal divine path, the unification of all religions, the new revelation of God known as Thoth, the holiest of the holies, the seventh seal message, social order in classes and society, creation and history, the coming of the kingdom of God on earth, or any other topic you may have about the mission. We hope you have visited the website and are familiar with the subject matter. The room format today will be the readings from the mission teachings. If you have a question, please raise your hand to be recognized to come to the mic. Be welcome to raise your hand at any time during these readings and Maitreya will answer your question live. Please be respectful and ask only one question at a time. It is suggested during the following days this week in which Maitreya will be present with us again on Tuesday and Friday, September 16th and 19th, in this same noon session, if you would please send in your questions beforehand to the mission, Maitreya, at feastquestions@maitreya.org. And you will receive your answers directly from Maitreya himself. Please notice that this is a public forum. Whatever you say is in public domain. We do record these sessions and broadcast them later, or use them as we see fit. The mic is now released to Maitreya. Shalom, everyone.
Shalom, everyone. I hope you all have a good Feast of Tabernacle. This is the feast which ends the godly feast, which is in Leviticus 23 in Bible, that clearly God says you should keep him forever. And now we are bringing it back to humanity and replacing any holidays that man made with what God has created for man. So this is a very beautiful time of year, and those who come to the mission, they have recognized that in this time the energy on earth is incredible. God's presence surely is on earth, and this is the rejoicing of the coming of the promises God has been fulfilling for 12,000 years, and now he has fulfilled all of them. And this is the last revelation that have come to man. And now we are calling those who can hear and see this vision clearly come and join us and rejoice that the kingdom of God is coming to earth. Around a year ago, we sent a letter to humanity for warn them of coming of the tribulation and invited them to come and join us. Within a year, you can see so many things is happening on earth, and many people are becoming afraid of the things are happening in their life, in their nations, in their communities. Those are the signs that those who have been chosen see as rejoicing signs that the peace and unity and the kingdom is indeed at hand. So this mission is for the elect and for those who have prepared themselves for this finality and see God is compassionate to the max. And now you are blessed that you can hear these words and spread it to humanity and awaken them to the existence of God. He truly exists and is in charge. I release the mic. I think we have some questions already sent in. So I let the question be read and then we go from there.
The first question is paraviprahood. Complete devotion to doing God's will is my goal. What balance should I aim for between the kingdom of heaven within and building the communities of light? Is within a greater priority than community?
God does not work in one level or the other. He works in all levels. Knowing thyself and creating the kingdom within, and working on the community and creating the communities of light are not mutually exclusive, but they are a part of the process that they go hand in hand. Through meditation and knowing thyself, and through overcoming the weaknesses in person, we become a better members in the community. And being in the community and observing and listening and learning and growing and becoming a useful and productive member in the community, you will see yourself much better. So it's the process of interactive between individual and collective endeavor and being in the community, which is the most effective. Those who go to the mountain just to reach pure consciousness by themselves, as our teachings clearly indicate, will not work. And God said, those who do that, when come close to me, I will spew them out of my mouth. God created this universe for a purpose and for a reason, and that reason is to create an environment that people can meditate, can progress, can be provided physiological and safety needs, and therefore they can accelerate their return to the Godhead, but at the same time they cannot return until all those who have been called and saved will return together to the pure consciousness, and therefore individual endeavor to go to pure consciousness is not acceptable and accepted without being the community, working for the community, creating communities of light, and helping others also to join this together. Therefore, individual salvation without the salvation of the community is an impossibility and is an illusion. Therefore, we have to recognize that our progress and the community progress are interrelated, and they are not two separate things that you can divide them as either or. It is an integrated, interrelated process that we have to bring a balance between the two. If we go too far in any direction, there will be an imbalance. If you get too involved with the community without progressing, we create ego trip and problems and frictions and the things that have destroyed many communities before us. If we work on ourselves, we will not have too much time to be in the community and work for the community and be able to have some feedback from other people how we are doing, and therefore we become self-centered and disconnected from the activity of the community. Therefore, neither you have the community as the priority or your own progress. Actually, the very reason for the communities of light is to accelerate your individual progress, and your individual progress accelerates the creation of the communities of light. So, participate in the community, meditate, receive feedback from the community to see how the community look at you. As we discussed many times, each person have three personality. One, they think who they are, quality that they attach to themselves to say, I'm a good person, I am this, I am a wonderful person, this and that. And there is the personality other people see us who we are according to their colored glasses. They see us as differently than what we think we are, and there is one that who really we are, neither the one that we think we are nor the person that other people think we are. Each person of course see us in different glasses, and therefore we have many personality or perception who we are in other people's eye. But we also think of ourselves in a specific way, and therefore those conflict with each other, and we are surprised that why people don't see us the way we see ourselves. But in reality, you are neither of them. You are who God created you to be, and that is the self-realization and progress of the spirit is toward. Eventually, you face yourself, you see it. I really am this, with these good qualities, with these bad qualities. My good qualities are good, you use them. Bad qualities, the comings of light will give you feedback. Maybe they will be nice to you a month or so, or 2 months, but if you live in a community of light for 6 months or a year, eventually the feedback comes from them, what they really think about you, and how they feel and they think you are. So you have to create a balance between what you think you are, what they think you are, and become more and more what you really are. And when you face the bad part of you and get rid of them, of course you progress. Anything you get rid of, you have progress one step to perfection. The goal is eventually bring together the personality that you think you are, and as other people also progress, they become themselves and they see you as you are. When what you are, what the other people see who you are, and what you see that you exactly are, then you become complete. You become self-realized. You have no friction in your environment, and you start understanding actually other people instead of craving to be understood. As St. Francis of Assisi taught, that try to understand than craving all the time. Me, understand me. Other people are busy to make you understand them, and you are busy to make for them to understand you, and therefore you both go right at the top of each other's head and you never understand each other and the friction starts. Therefore, make a point to understand other people and meditate on that, and instead of thinking about me all the time, put yourself in other people's shoes. Actually, that very saying that try to understand instead be understood, it is the essence of compassion. If you always craving to be understood, you have no compassion because you're always thinking me. But the moment you want to understand, you are willing to put yourself in other person's shoes or understand their situation and try to create an environment that is comfortable and godly for everyone. That is the essence of the people who live in the comings of light. Everybody is more concerned about other people's comfort, godliness, and progress instead of overthinking about themselves. Therefore, create compassion and you will progress and accelerate your journey in a greater degree. I hope that answers your question. If you have a follow-up, go ahead. Otherwise, we go to the next question.
The next question, please assist me in viewing God's mercy and compassion in allowing mankind to suffer in the approaching sundering that is inevitable. I don't want to be judgmental. I want to be compassionate.
Imagine you have a cancerous tumor in your body and it's killing you. And then you decide you have to heal yourself. But you say, I like to be compassionate toward this cancer. So if the tumor is there in the body, and we say, oh, let's be very compassionate about it and not to take it out and let it be, and eventually that cancer is going to kill you. The very beginning, we read in Bible that there was darkness and God moved to the darkness, went through the eternal divine path, tried to help the lost souls or the darkness back to the Godhead or light, but success was very slow. So God created this universe from compassion, because that darkness has free will. We have come from God. The darkness is created by going away from God, and therefore they use their free will to go away and not go back to the light. Because of that free will, even God cannot take you back to the light if you resist his guidance and his way of returning you back to the Godhead. Therefore, the whole universe is created with compassion based on guiding the unit consciousnesses to become divine, to return to the light as they were before. But the resistance of the darkness has been such a way that God had to create the evolutionary process. And in each step, he tried to help them. They would resist and do things that would delay their salvation. He created man as male and female. They were very hard to guide because they were perfect. He divided man to male and female. They failed. They had the capacity to communicate with the telepathy. They create the Tower of Babylon or Babel. So you can see he has been compassionate all along. And then he chose Abraham and said, Abram, you're going to have this child. And then he changed his name to Abraham. Then you're going to have this child. We both going to have a prophet come out of him and have a territory, put an example for humanity. It's all compassionate way, try to tell humanity, wake up. The goal of the life is to become divine. The goal of the life is to return to Godhead. The goal is to forget about this Maya and external world, come together, create communities of light. We start this mission with compassion for 30 years, calling humanity, come, this is how God did it, it's here. But still there in Maya and darkness has taken away from the mission, and we are having a hard time to create even a community of light and start this mission. How much compassion and patience God should have that we eventually say, okay, that is the line we are going to draw. This many people have progressed to this point. They are ready to go to the light. But the rest of the darkness still is in darkness, resisting the, you know, call, resisting God, resisting the history and all the revelation that have come from this mission, and explaining placidly and clearly that that's what God has been doing, and the darkness is not hearing and not doing it. Even God's compassion, the logic behind it, and that logic is to save those can be saved in every creation. And when the energy of the creation is reached to the point that it no longer can sustain the universe, this universe falls back in itself. And that is what the Hindu religion calls the night, or the time God goes to sleep. In that time, if God doesn't save those who have progressed to the light, those people who have progressed also gonna fall in that night, which is dark and cold and gnashing of the teeth, as Christ put it. and some people call it hell. So isn't that more compassionate to save those who have the light and take them to the light so they don't fall into that hell than say, oh no, let's not do that, let these people who have reached close to the light also stay with the darkness and the darkness come and take him. So be compassionate by trying to give this message to humanity. You can be compassionate by giving these sad songs and teachings and the letter to humanity and all the things we have been doing for the last 30 years to awaken man to understand that there is a God. He has a plan. He said he's going to send some revelation. He said Abraham is chosen to have children and progress, and each of them going to bring a religion. He prophesied Bob and Baha'u'llah is going to come. They prophesied that who the elects are, they are the salt of the world. He prophesied this seven revelation will come to humanity. These are the most compassionate way to reach those who have progressed and have come closer to light and warn and compassionately tell the rest of the humanity, you have to turn around and go to God because a big tribulation is coming. It's just like Noah was telling people, come to the ship, come, a big flood is coming, because they were not listening to God and they were terrible in that time. They laughed at him and they didn't do what he called them to do. That's exactly the same at this time. We are calling compassionately everyone to come see how God said this thing is going to happen and now is here. And they are saying no, they're laughing at us, saying you're crazy, how can you talk to God? Nobody talks to God. Those who are talking to God, they are in asylum or crazy and this and that. When our teaching is so logical, and I haven't seen anybody yet to know me and call me crazy. Therefore, it's not a delusional person that is saying this thing. And we can see right now the government, the financial system, the earth is falling apart. How much more do you want to see is coming to you before you awake, become awakened and say, yes, it's God's doing. Maitreya said a year and a half, 2 years ago that, you know, a big tribulation is going to come, and still I'm sitting in the side and I'm doing nothing, and the only thing I do is I try to find faults on my tree and its teaching instead of realizing this is the most compassionate way to reach humanity. Warn them. Warning them, giving the revelation, guiding them to see what God has been doing from the very beginning, making them realize that they have never been created, they always were with God, and their essence and God is one, that they have gone astray, they've gone away from the will of God, that as far as they use their free will to go from God, God cannot do anything about it. If God could have done anything about it, he would have done it from the very first in the darkness. He would have just told them, okay, that's it. You all going to come to the light. And that would be the end of the story. We didn't need to create creation and send prophets and guide them and send scriptures. Why is he doing all this thing? Because you have free will to accept God's way or not to accept God's way. If you choose not to accept God's way, then nobody can do anything about it. You choose to do differently than the essence and the Dharma and the reason God created this universe. Therefore, you are in Maya and you are in delusion. And by making people understand this, you are the most compassionate person and you are in the essence doing the will of God. So, realize the teaching. Understand the way of God. Realize what God has been doing. How He compassionately have been trying to turn the darkness around to the light. And then you can see not only God's compassion, but also He has all the rights to create tribulation and save those who have progressed and leave those who have not progressed maybe for the next creation. I hope that answered your question. And I think that's the end of those two questions we've been sent here. If anybody has any other question, raise your hand. Otherwise, we listen to the tape of the teaching unless someone has questions again and raise their hand.
Salam Maitreya, salam everyone. I just wanted to maybe ask or to that question as a follow-up maybe. Like the tribulation that is coming up, can we say that in fact it's not only just God bringing the tribulation on humanity, but humanity not knowing the laws of the universe or the setup, how things work and what's the purpose of life, going against the laws, bringing the tribulation on themselves by being ignorant of these, of the reality behind this universe. Can we, so in looking at it this way, in fact it's not really the God bringing the tribulation on humanity, but it's their own doing. Thanks, God. Thanks, my prayer, and salam everyone.
We have never been the responsibility on God's shoulder. Who went away from God in the first place? Who fell to the darkness? It's really those unit consciousnesses that failed and went to the darkness are the responsible party from the very beginning. They were responsible all through creation. They are responsible through history. And they are responsible now. God didn't have the law of karma before that darkness. Everything was in light. There was no action and reaction. There was no maya and attraction. Who brought them to this universe? Those unit consciousnesses. They created the darkness. They were attracted to the powers. They created ego. They became separated. The only thing God did was created a universe that accelerates the process for them to see themselves faster and clearer. So what you're saying is absolutely what happened and is happening. And it goes exactly what we said. Because of their free will, the unit consciousnesses or human can choose the way of God and go back to light or the way of the darkness and fall farther away from the light. So the responsibility is squarely on the unit consciousness themselves. The only thing God can do is to guide them, to create the universe, create maya so they fall into it and they see it is never going to be satisfactory. No matter how much maya or pleasure you follow and you try to satisfy yourself, it's never going to be enough. Never going to end. It is the darkness. And that's one of the beauty of this mission is it puts the responsibility squarely on your shoulder. No savior can save you. If savior or God could save you by, you know, snapping their finger, why God didn't do it when there was darkness in the beginning? That's a wonderful question Everybody should ask. It's a wonderful question telling the Christians and Muslims and Hindus and Buddhists. We couldn't do it because darkness had the free will and they still have the free will. The Messiah will not come and snap his finger and everything's going to be okay until humans understand these teachings in depth and take the responsibility, dedicate themselves to the community of light, create the community, create the kingdom of heaven on earth, provide physiological and safety need for everyone, but teach the children and humanity that the goal of life is to be divine and become divine. Don't use your prosperity and physiological and safety need that is provided for sensual gratification. Use it for more time to meditate, more time to analyze yourself, more time to be in the community of light and learning about yourself and the community and the way of God and progress faster toward the creation and environment that everybody will progress faster to become divine and sharing and honest and good. Those are the qualities God wants humanity to develop in the comings of light. And these are the truth that all these religions that have dogmas and are attached to the dogmas should realize. Why God created the universe in the first place? Some people say he created for his own pleasure, a game. Just like God needs game or he's depressed or doesn't have anything better to do instead of being complete bliss and oneness of itself, which has no desire in it. It's so human. Some people created to worship him. Why? He's so egomaniac that needs somebody to worship him? What kind of God is it? But our explanation makes sense. It's logical. God doesn't want any of those. God even doesn't need our worship. But if we worship God, we are focusing on the light. If you worship someone or something, you want to know about how they think, how they live, how they feel, how they want you to be. And because you worship them and you respect them, you try to accommodate to their will. And God's will is to go away from the darkness and go to God. So it is a struggle between the will of the darkness and the will of God. It sounds like the will of the darkness is winning. But the darkness itself is creation in the creation and creation made by God. And therefore God has complete power over creation and can change it, can destroy it, can create a new one or tone it down or tone it up, or whatever he wants to do it. At this time, those who do not listen to us, they think they are the winner. But pretty soon we will see who is the true winner, and only those who progress toward light will be saved. And that is, to me, very compassionate. God didn't just say, okay, this couple of people, couple of unit consciousnesses are close to me, I'm going to just take these three, I'm going to leave the darkness to itself to fall farther away. No, he sent his own spirit into darkness, went through the eternal divine path. He created creation, he created history, he sent the prophets, he sent the scriptures. He warned them, he guided them, he called them. But at the end, if they're not going to listen to all of these, doesn't have the right to say, okay, the time is up. And that's exactly what I'm saying right now to humanity. Look at the scriptures. Look at the end time. God prophesied when the seventh angel comes and he brings the whole truth to you, which makes sense, the time is up. You can go to your merry way and think differently, but that's where exactly your scriptures and other scriptures on earth sent by God is telling everybody. You can have all the these, you know, fuzzy New Age idea that, oh, everybody is going to be saved, don't worry about it, and just work on yourself, don't listen to God and the scriptures. But the fuzzy ideas is not going to get you anywhere. God said, that's the way it's happening. It's going to happen. I'm just a warner. I'm not making these things up by myself and saying this thing is going to happen. Just read your scriptures. Read the word of God. Listen to your prophets. And then see this revelation is being prophesied to come. This is the end time. The time is up. If you have any other question, go ahead, and if you have follow-up, raise your hand. There is a question with Sama. He is asking, what do I think all-seeing eye means? Of course, in the highest level, all-seeing eye is God, which sees everything and knows everything and guide everything in the universe at the same time. And that seeing eye is the true seeing eye of the universe. But also God has put that seeing eye on human as well. It's called the third eye. And if you have opened it, you can see the spirit and many things that other people cannot see, that I will see as much as God wants it to see. And therefore, you become a spiritual person. And in fact, that eye was open before the last 12,000 years. And the spiritual world was more real to them than this external world. 12,000 years ago, God closed the third eye and gave man the two external eyes, which they can now see external world, and it's more real to them than a spiritual world. That's why he had to send the prophets and the scriptures to guide them, because they no longer were connected to a spirit. And when they were connected to a spirit, they misused it and abused it and used the power for lower nature, and therefore the third eye was closed. So we can see the seeing eye is available to you, but when you have that seeing eye, you should not misuse it. As Christ said, when your eyes become singled, you will have all your body filled up with light. When your two eyes are singled in the middle of your forehead or third eye, and eventually you can open the third eye, your whole body will be filled with light. So it depends which all-seeing eyes you are talking about. That is the explanation. If you are talking about the universal seeing eye, is the eye of the world, of the God. And if you are talking about the individual eye, then that is the third eye. Well, you are not the judge, no jury. God is the judge. Therefore, we leave God judge us, and God have already judged all the religions, and Jesus never was his name anyway, and it's only 1/7 of God's revelation. If you study our teaching, you will see that Christianity has been affected with the pagan ideology, and therefore they have to repent and come to God if they really want to know the truth. There is a question. The teaching of God's will and doing all our actions from knowledge rather than from ignorance or passion, God's will, what is the best way to remain in a meditative state of mind all the time so that we choose the right action according to His will. As we discuss the meditation process in the mission, if you can hear the word and the vibration that it creates constantly and eventually come to the conclusion that you can put your question in that vibration and receive answer and more meditate in that vibration, you really don't need any formal meditation anymore. You're constantly will be in that vibration and connected. You can talk, you can walk, you can do things, and at the same time hear the word and evaluate every situation you are in and receive the answer at any moment. It's easier said than it's done. If you practice, however, after a while, you would be able to do it, because then you constantly can hear the word and you can know exactly what to do in every situation. Therefore, God in this revelation have given the way man can be connected to God directly. He has given the way to heal yourself. He has given the way to progress physically, mentally, spiritually. And as Christ said, we cannot heal other people. When we heal other people, He realized it will leave that person and goes and finds seven more vicious, unclean spirit. And since the man didn't have the ability to heal himself in the first place, that seven spirit come with the unclean spirit and occupy the man, and his state become worse. So in this lifetime, we teach you how to heal. We teach you how to be with God all the time. We teach you how you have the free will to choose God or not. So it's not a dogmatic religion that says, oh, believe in this name and you will be saved, when the name never was His anyway in the first place. You are actually praising Zeus instead of Christ Himself. And then you accuse other people that they don't know what they're talking about, when you should go and read our teaching and realize that you have been deceived and you have to repent and come back to God's way and revelation and know that the way to God is the eternal divine path. Therefore, the way to be in God's presence all the time is to meditate, to recognize the word, be with the word, sleep with the word, walk with the word, talk with the word, work with the word, and therefore you are with the word or God all the time. And you will receive your answer clearly what to do, which is from knowledge. It's not from passion. It's not from ignorance. That is answer to your question. Can you explain what Lucifer is actually? Sure, Lucifer actually means the angel of light. In our teaching is the tamaguna force, the crudifying force in the universe. God used the crudifying force and His own body and the darkness, the consciousnesses which were in darkness, and created the universe. The more those consciousnesses go toward the external world and Maya, the stronger the power of the tamaguna will be, and they are crudified, and the consciousness become more and more flesh to a point that they become so crudified that they are indeed flesh. They no longer are a spirit. since without the tamaguna, there would not have been any creation. It's called Lucifer. It's the angel of light. It was needed. It is useful. God chooseth to create the universe. And therefore, it is one of the three angels. Three angels stand for the Sattvaguna, Rajaguna, and Tamaguna. Each of them are necessary for creation to function. The more you go toward God, Tamaguna have less power over you, and therefore you release your spirit back to God. The more you concentrate on the external world, the Tamaguna or the Lucifer or devil or whatever you want to call him or call it will have greater power over you, and you exchange the godliness for worldliness, and the world become your master, and therefore you are tempted, and the temptation is related to the Lucifer or devil. And of course, as we know, temptation is from the lower nature of man. Therefore, your Lucifer or devil is within you. So is God. They are not beings up there that telling you what to do and what not to do. But it is your lower nature that takes you away from God, or it is your higher nature, which is God, which takes you away from the world. That's the choice, really. Each human have one choice only, to choose God or not to choose God. There are not two choices, but really in the finality is only one choice. If you don't choose God, you surely will be tempted and fall in your lower nature, and you go to the external world. Lucifer has been depicted in the Kali age, which is the age of darkness, as a being with a horn and red clothing, and it goes around and tempts people. Of course, God also has been depicted as a very wonderful man with a big beard sitting in his throne, something up there. Actually, that reminds me more of Zeus than the real God, which is consciousness and three creative forces. So if we can go beyond images, which God said you should not have any, because God cannot have an image. God is consciousness. And any image we create is going to divert us and take us away from the truth of God and Spirit. Then we can see, indeed, that Lucifer is a part of creation. The devil is interwoven in the creation, and it's our lower nature. And by meditation and listening to God's revelation and scriptures, actually Lucifer become our friend. The devil is no longer darkness, but is a guiding light. As the angel of light, we can see clearly through the emptiness of the offering of this world, and we become more and more directed or attracted to God. That's exactly what the devil did to Christ at the time of temptation. He tempted him 3 times, but each time he saw the fallacy of his offering, and therefore the very devil became a light in Christ's way to overcome the three temptations of the first three chakras and go to the fourth or light. Therefore, we can see, you know, devil is not a person or individual or being. It is a force in the universe that we can overcome. So the two description of the Lucifer as the angel of light and devil as the tempter is for the tamaguna. If we are in our lower nature, temptation will come to us. Of course, many religion relate that to the devil is tempting you, but really it's you yourself tempting yourself by following your lower nature. And it's light when you overcome lower nature and see the emptiness and the state of temporary of this universe, and you long for permanency instead of becoming attached to something which is temporary. Sound like we're at the end of our session here, and my suspicion is correct. I think all the questions are answered. Still, I will be here two more sessions during the feast. We will talk about whatever are in your mind. As you can see, God is concerned that humanity is not listening to his call. We have to realize what's happening here and awaken humanity to this truth. There is no doubt this will happen as God promised before and fulfilled them. Listen to the testimonial website and the mission, and if you have a question, send it to me and to the mission, and let us clarify everything that God has sent and how logical and correct they are. I leave you all to God till next session. Salam, everyone.